Welcome back to Call for Help. I'm Leo Laporte. Sloan, our next caller on the ZDTV3.com Netcam and Network from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sloan.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. What's your question?
Well, I've got a cable modem, and a buddy of mine not too long ago just got one himself, and he claims that he had to reformat his hard drive because he thinks he got hacked.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that is a legitimate issue with cable modem.
It's a legitimate issue anytime you're on the network, even if it's on a dial-up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're on the Internet, you are on a network.
Mm-hmm.
So other people on the same network, and in the case of the Internet, that means everybody on the Internet, can, in theory, get into your computer if you don't have if you haven't taken security precautions. Now, in your friend's case, I think if he's worried about getting hacked, and what odd things were happening to him, is that what it was?
He claims that he tried to, you know, he went through a reboot cycle and it just came up with zilch.
Yeah, a lot of times, I gotta say, first of all, a lot of times people have normal computer problems and they used to blame viruses. And then now they say, oh, I've been hacked. And, you know, maybe the hard drive just crashed, okay? But there can be symptoms of being hacked. For instance, if your CD drive just goes up randomly, or people are talking to you on your computer, sending messages, and you go, wait a minute, what's going on here? That happens because occasionally people will get what's called a Trojan horse onto your system. And that is the number one thing to worry about. I'm going to give you in a second a list of things. Well, why don't I do it right now? Of things you should absolutely, no matter, this doesn't matter, cable modem, DSL, you're somewhat more at risk on those because you're on all the time. But even on a dial-up, these are things you should absolutely not do. First of all, number one, don't let people get into your computer, like come into your house with a disk and say, hey, you mind if I play with your computer a little bit? Because that's how they're going to get one of these Trojan horses on there. Something like Black Orifice or NetBus, they let it sit on there, and then when you're on the net, and this works in dial-up, when you're on the net, if they know your internet address, they can have they can copy data, they can format your hard drive, they can do all sorts of things to your computer. So first of all, keep people off your computer. Second of all, don't open email attachments. That's the second way these things get in, is they say, hey, here's a really cool fireworks display. You run it, and what it does while it's doing the fireworks in the background is opening a back door to your system. Another common thing is turn off file sharing. Let me show you real quickly. This is a way that Windows uses of letting other people on a network share your data. Now, if you're on the Internet, you don't want other people on the Internet sharing your data. If you're at all worried about this, open the network control panel. I've got it open right here. Click File and Print Sharing and make sure this is not uncheck. I want to be able to give others access to my files. Don't! Unless you have a compelling reason to do that, like there's other people on your local network, turn that off. If you need to have it on, make sure you have a very, very good password. Okay. And finally, I'm going to show you some a test you can do. Okay. This is something Kate discovered, and I just love it. It's from a company that we like a lot. The guy who wrote SpinRite, a good friend of ours, Steve Gibson. He's at grc.com, and you can do this. If you're on a cable modem, your friend can do this. Even if you're not on a modem, you should do this. Click the SpinRite logo, and you'll see right here he's got something called Shields Up. Now, when we showed this on the screensavers, we brought his server to his knees. So if it's a little slow, try again later. What this does, now right away, it knows the name of my computer, PC2 home base. That's what we call our computer. And if I press this button, test my shields, it's going to actually look at the security of my computer. Now, he's done a very nice thing. He's written, that's the IP address. We're not going to show that. But by the way, he had it. He could tell my IP address. And we're going to take a look at some of the things. If you read this carefully, he will tell you some of the key things that you should watch out for and what to do about it. So this is a web page you can go to right now. Test it out, grc.com for Shields Up. Thank you, Steve Gibson, for that. And we have some other suggestions on our website, including a great program that will actually give you some enhanced security if you find you have some problems. Okay? But Sloan, after having said that, don't worry that much. All right, people are probably not hacking in your computer. If you follow the basic rules, don't let somebody access your computer, don't open attachments, turn off file sharing, check your security settings, you're going to be all right. Okay?
Great.
Hey, a great call. I'm glad you asked.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Sloan. Bye-bye.
Bye.